takes so long to come to me. Oh, baby. And love, love, your love. Tell me, were you hiding from me all the time? Each time I tried to find someone to take your place, it was all in vain. No, their lips were never quite the same. No, baby. When I was kissing someone new, deep inside I was missing you. Oh, baby, you made me fall in love with you. Now I don't know just what I'm gonna do. Oh, honey, I looked out into empty space and all I saw was your sweet face.
This is The Speck, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, damn. You guys don't know how long I've been waiting to say that again. It is so great to be back, everybody, after I took the summer off. I'm now a sophomore. So much has happened, but it is so great to be back in the studio with y'all. For those that don't know, my name is Sam Derringer. I'm a sophomore at Tufts. This is my little show that I call The Speck. We do all sorts of stuff on this show. I bring on guests. I do themed playlists. We talk about movies. We talk about music genres that span generations. It's always a lot of fun, and I am so excited to be back talking and hanging out with all of y'all today. So, how was your summer? It's been a while. We haven't checked in a little bit. I had a great summer. I worked at a grocery store. I was stocking shelves, checking out bags. I wrote for a newspaper. I went to Montana. I hung out with some old friends I hadn't seen in a while. It was a great time, I gotta say. But I'm really happy to be back too. It was a long summer. Not in a bad way. Like, not necessarily in a bad way, but compared to high school, our summers in college are a lot longer. So it was nice. It was good. But I'm happy to be working again. Happy to be back. Happy to be a student here at Tufts. I got all my favorites for you today because I'm so happy to be back. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. So we'll talk in a little bit, but without further ado, here is Hypotheticals by Lake Street Dive.
Obviously, we're at the beginning of something. I don't expect you to know where it's gonna go. But I believe we might.
That was Hypotheticals by Lake Street Dive, the great Lake Street Dive. They are just the best group ever, and that is one of my favorite songs ever. I was in a concert this summer, a neighborhood concert, and one of the songs that was in the concert was Hypotheticals, and I feel like I haven't really been to many concerts, like local concerts, where that has been a thing, surprisingly. And when it came on, I was just like, yes, yes, it's just such a feel-good song, and that's kind of the vibe of the show, is just that feel-good, chill vibe for the new listeners out there. I feel like Hypotheticals perfectly encapsulates that feeling. So that was a great one to start off with, and we're going to keep this train rolling with a couple new ones, too, that I found recently that I'm really into. So here we go.
Got me fired up over the little things, all these petty things. I'm not ready, babe. Told me you'd be back tomorrow. If only you knew I was sleeping the day away. The sun's still waking me up, babe. Baby, I've been working on loving, but you don't seem to care about nothing. And I need someone to love. Someone to love. Baby, I've been working on loving, but you don't seem to care about nothing. And I need someone to love. Someone to love. Staring up, I'm broken down, I'll consult the clock. But you blow me off and you don't really come to me. Told me you'd be back tomorrow. If only you knew I was sleeping the day away. The sun's still waking me up, babe. Baby, I've been working on loving, but you don't seem to care about nothing. And I need someone to love, someone to love. Baby, I've been working on loving, but you don't seem to care about nothing. And I need someone to love, someone to love.
loving you. I've been working on, working on loving you.
Getting harder every day.
That was Kumbaya by Nick Dorian and Shebo. And that's a new one. That's a new one I found kind of recently. I thought it was kind of funky, cool, fresh. While we're at it, let's talk about the Instagram for this show, at Spec Radio. If you're listening, go give it a follow right now. It's been updating the page a lot recently. I have a beautiful new poster for the show, courtesy of David Palomar, a good friend of mine, and he definitely didn't tell me to say this. just kidding. David did a great job on the poster. It's really cool. I would give Spec Radio a follow. I'm going to be posting like polls and different content on there about the show. So if you want to get all of your Spec related updates, I give it a follow right now at Spec Radio on Instagram. We're trucking along through the show. I got a few more. This next stretch is going to be a couple of the classics on the show. Those were a couple new ones. Now we're going to do a couple old ones, and then we'll take it from there. See you in a bit.
Amor. And I'll order you pads. We be living our dreams as our love grows. What an intimate occasion, you and me and HBO tomorrow night. So wrong, yet so right. So say you want it, darling, cause you know I want it too. There's just one thing that I wanna do. Do you wanna do nothing?
That was Do You Want to Do Nothing With Me, by Lawrence. Lawrence is another staple on the show. A great, great group. And folks, it's come to that time in the show today where it's time for a PSA, public service announcement, advertisement, whatever you want to call it. I got the book right in front of me, and we're going to do this right now. Today, we have a ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit ortho.info.org/ladder safety. This is a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, I mean, ladders are, like, seriously, no joke. Like, I know someone who's fallen off a ladder before. It's not fun. So watch out for those ladders. That's the PSA today. We'll continue to roll this thing along with some more classics, some more. I threw a couple new ones in there, but today's a lot of old stuff. So without further ado, let's keep this train rolling.
Thank you. feel too bitter. I got a taste of the good life in the middle of the night. It was about 4 o'clock on a Friday. Now it was too early, guess it was Saturday. I got a taste of the good life. I was feeling alright. I was in the backseat, it was a long day. I was in the taxi on the Cross Island Parkway.
Thank you. Okay, now have you ever been with a player? Take you downtown where they treat me like the mayor. Take you to the crib where you take it upstairs.
What's upstairs?
Shit, I'ma show you later. Don't need a spatula, everything catered. Extra flavor, go ahead. Sprinkle some truffle on your mashed potatoes. I'm trying to love. Is you gonna love me back? You only get what you give. Ain't you heard of that? Trying to boo you up like it's the Apollo. Your walk is vicious. Let's get down to business. You and me together. Woo, that's something different.
That was Fly As Me by Silk Sonic, the one and only. I'm so mad I wanted to see Bruno Mars, and he was in Boston a couple weeks ago, but it was just so expensive. It's like he's selling out the new MGM place at Fenway, like skyrocketing ticket prices, but maybe in another life. Anyways, I thought this would be a good time to tell you all about like some of the things I have planned for the show this semester and other things we got going on. It's an exciting time. So maybe I'm trying to look into like getting some live music on the show. I know some local bands on campus and in the area, and maybe looking into that. Right next to me in the studio, next door is a live recording studio kind of place. I saw them just working on it before. So I would love to get a band in there playing live music on the show. I think that would be really cool and something different than that we haven't done before. More themed shows. There's going to be more like music that's not just like the funk and soul that I usually play, but also like movies and meme songs and all sorts of things. We're going to bring those back. Of course, there's going to be guests. I'm going to bring a lot of my friends back on. We're going to talk about art. We're going to talk about pop culture stuff, and we're just going to hang out and have a good time. Some people thought it also could be cool, like with the election, with midterms coming up in November, if somebody came on and like kind of talked about like the political climate of what's going on right now and the implications of it. And I thought that'd be a little different and cool thing to bring on the show. What do you guys want? Like, this is a great time to just like take all these ideas and really like plan out a really cool semester for the spec. So I'm going to put up a poll on the Instagram at Spec Radio, and feel free to just comment all sorts of ideas. This is your show too, and we're going to make this really fun. So yeah, that's just some of the stuff I've been thinking about. We'll see what happens. There's definitely going to be a lot of interesting stuff happening this semester, regardless. So that's that. So let's get back into some music, and I'll see you in a bit.
One, two, three. a particular notion way back in time. You've got that real emotion, get yourself back in line. So don't you forget about me, 'cause I'll be back. Missed all the signs. Everything that I thought I knew was of another kind. So don't you forget about me, 'cause I'll be back in time.
That was California Wine by Quinn Devlin. That's another classic on the show. We're getting close, pretty close to the end of the program today, everybody. It's been a chill one. I've loved being back in this studio. There's something just really fun about just sitting in a chair and playing music into an abyss of some people listening somewhere. It's a really cool space, and it's just a great time, and I'd recommend it if... It's pretty easy. It's surprisingly easy to do this. So I guess a shout out to WMFO there. If you want to be a DJ, I have a friend who's becoming a DJ pretty soon here. So that's something to consider. They're training them right now. You can do this too. So it's been a great show, everybody. I got a couple more. I'm just going to play them out for you. But next week, hopefully there'll be a guest. I don't know who yet. That's my secret. But we'll figure it out. It's going to be great. It's so great to be back with everybody. It's going to be a great semester. So much planned. And I can't wait to do it all with you. So with that, I guess I'll see you later. And have a great week and see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. I could write it off, babe. You could make it all okay. I could say you're wrong, you could walk away. Was it something she said? Maybe something he did. I could play along, look the other way. If there's something, baby,
you should let them all know. It's not giving in when you're letting go. If you're thinking about taking the high road, I can tell you that you're doing it wrong. There's a better way of letting it all go. 'Cause you've been running from the feeling too long, way too long. Did you let it all go? Should you let the girl know? Did she do you wrong? Need a lighter load? Were they holding you down? Was he yelling too loud? Did they break your heart back? Are you acting proud? If it's something, baby, you should let them all know. It's not giving in when you're letting go. That simple, baby, you should let them all know. It's not giving in when you're letting go. If you're thinking about taking the high road, I can tell you that you're doing it wrong. There's a better way of letting it all go. 'Cause you've been running from this feeling too long.
See you next week, everybody.